Well, a guy had been drinking, and he's on a boat, and he saw a whale in the water. So the natural thing to do is to body slam the whale and jump on the whale in the water.
There's one in front of you.
Oh! Where did it go?
I touched it.
Oh, my God. It's behind him. It's behind him.
Did that?
Yes.
Gosh. I feel bad for the whale.
I do too. I say, I wish that the whale would have eaten him.
Yeah.
Swallowed that's what he deserves.
Do whales, are they dangerous? Do they eat?
This was a killer whale.
Killer whales are dangerous.
I thought killer whales are not the opposite. It's a myth.
That's Free Willy.
I think they're like more, they're more aggressive than like sharks are. Yeah, I think they kill more people than any other fish, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I thought they would like attack like great whites and stuff.
I wish that they would have attacked this man.
Right.
Idiot. Idiot.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna.
So it was like one of those black and white.
Yeah.
Just jumping in the water.
They generally
general.
Pose no threat to humans, despite the killer whale name.
Okay, but if something's jumping on your back from above, I could see. I mean, maybe it can't turn around that quick, but I wish that it would have.
It just opens its mouth and he just falls right in.
Bye.
Jumps right in like, oh no!
That's what you get.
I'm pretty sure that's what swallowed Pinocchio and Geppetto.
Was it a killer whale?
Yeah. So
well, that was a big whale.
What about? Who swallowed Jonah? You'll learn about that in
I was
Jason.
Thinking that that's like a big blue whale.
Yeah, I
at
thought
least
so
that's
too.
How it's depicted in all the pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Big blue whale.
I thought killer whales like attack sharks, like ate other
yes,
whales.
Yes, I thought so too.
There's another article. They're usually very friendly to humans, and they will not harm you unless. Okay.
You jump
on a rare
back.
Occasion, you stress them out, and that's probably a
stress them out.
Yes.
They say that about even great whites. Like, well, they don't. I mean, they'll leave you alone if you leave them alone, but it's like, you're going to risk that?
Yeah.
But it is the ocean's top predator for other fish.
Yes, there it is. The most,
they are,
but not for humans.
They're like the enormous.
Alpha, the alpha of the ocean. What is the dumbest thing you did while you've been drinking? Brooke, go ahead.
So I called 911 on myself and got myself a DWI on a golf cart trying to save a dog because I went outside the quote-unquote limit of the golf cart in our community.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
Dang it. Just trying to do something nice.
Right. You went out the – say that again. You went out, off your property. Is that why?
No. We have a community guideline thing, and I went out on the main street trying to – it was a pretty dog. It was like groomed and everything. It had a collar. And, yep, I called 911, but I took a shot of Fireball before I left. And, yeah, they let me blow three times. So they was really nice.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They wouldn't let me
shot.
Go.
Always let it blow more than once.
Dang it.
That's
what she said.
Exactly.
That's terrible because, so you were calling 911 to help them help you get the dog? Like, just to report the dog?
Yeah.
You thought, like, you thought it was a missing dog?
And then like, they was like, well, why are you outside of the, you know, the limits or whatever? And I was like, because it was running.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just trying to, $4,000 later.
Oh,
my insurance
gosh.
Will go down October of this year.
You say $10,000 later?
Four thousand.
Jeez.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the DUIs on bikes and carts and stuff. You just don't hear of a lot of people having a tragic accident. I guess if you're being irresponsible, but you know, you just don't hear of it. You see it a lot in neighborhoods. People are out on Halloween. I don't know. It's just.
I think you're more likely to hurt yourself than anybody else.
And if you're on a golf cart and you're on the highway or you're on a main road, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah,
but
right.
If you're just out of the line, you know,
of your
neighborhood.
Or even a golf course. I don't buy it. I guess it's private property for the most part. But, well, no, I mean, it's like a golf course is public property. But you could drink beers while on a golf course. I mean,
wouldn't be able to just take the golf cart. Like out onto the main road or something.
No, but
you know?
It's still some of the golf course is a public property and you're drinking beer. I just don't buy that stuff.
I mean, do you know if you got too drunk on a golf cart, would they breathalyze you?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know that.
They did with her, right?
Yeah, but
you're talking about on a golf course is what I'm saying.
Oh, a golf course.
If you're on a golf course, if somebody thought you were like driving too recklessly, like on the greens, they might breathalyze you and give you a ticket.
Yeah, maybe. But the point is that the law is obviously overlooked because you can't drink a beer while driving, and you can with a golf cart on a public spot.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would just take your golf cart away.
You
have to walk.
If you get somebody to take you home or something.
Yeah.
Claudia, go ahead.
Hi, me and one of my friends, whenever we were in college, we had been drinking for a good part of the night. It was probably like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And we decided it would be a good idea to go to Blockbuster, and it was when Elf was out. And so we stole the big sticker of Elf, and we put it up in his apartment.
Was it like on the Blockbuster, like on the window?
Yeah, it was a big one on the window, and like we were out there with little like hand like pocket knives trying to get the sticker to peel off, and we both had like cuts and stuff on our fingers.
Did you cut your fingers? That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it was. It was terrible.
Goodness. That takes some time to, like, right. get up there with your knife and pull it. Like, nobody yeah. stopped him? Like,
yeah,
don't
do that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't tear.
Well, see, Katie, you will know because we went to App State. So it was the Blockbuster at App State. So it was right along that main road, too.
Okay, can I tell you something? I am not kidding. As you were telling me the story, that is, I don't know why, but that's what I pictured. The entire time I was like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if she, in my mind, I thought, on the campus of Appalachian State. It was right there, easily walkable. That's what I pictured.
Wow. There it is.
Great minds, Claudia.
All
great
right,
minds.
Claudia, good call. Let's go to Renee. Renee, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done while you're drunk?
Okay, disclaimer, this was a very long time ago, so if anyone recognizes me, you cannot hold it against me now.
Okay.
So my husband was trying to get me to, you know, let's go ahead and start heading towards the car. I'm going to take you home. I'd had a really good time. A friend of mine just, you know, passed the bar. And I wasn't ready to go home, and I was having a great time. So in protest, I decided to jump into the Winston-Salem Journal fountain, and I had a dress on. And so my husband was like, you're going to get your dress wet. And so I was like, no, I'm not. And so I decided to take my dress up over my head and splash everybody to keep my dress from getting wet. And so then he's like, well, now everyone can see your ass. Can you please get out of the fountain? And so, yeah, I guess eventually he got me out of the fountain and took me home and took care of me. And it was a really awful night. Don't remember much of it.
I think we lost you a little bit. Are you there?
Dang.
Yeah, we lost it then.
Yeah.
So did your husband, the next morning was like, hey, do you remember what you did?
Yes, and I did not remember it, actually. And I woke up in my bathroom floor with no clothes on, with about 4 bath towels pieced across me because I took all my clothes off in the driveway, got violently ill in the bathroom. And, I say that was last.
Oh,
ever got wasted like that. That was a terrible next day. Great story. Terrible next day.
That's right. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.